Hello, this is Keith Teedy coming to you from New Media Central. I'm going to talk about Obamacare today, believe it or not. I've been talking a lot about Obamacare because it's the thing. It's the big bad mamma jamma. I'm going to talk about the president's credibility. It's in the toilet. I'm going to talk about the disaster start of the website. I'm going to talk about how they're trying to compare Bush and Katrina in his second term to this. There's no comparison. I'm going to talk a little bit about Kathleen Sebelius and why she should not be fired. Here's what you got when you got Obamacare. You got higher premiums. You got higher deductibles. You got a lower care level. And all the information you put on that website or give to them in any way whatsoever is public information now. The people who created the website are saying right out loud, it's hackable. Your information is not secure. So what do we do? What's the solution? Repeal it. Get it out. And how are we going to make sure that happens? Don't sign up. Do not sign up for this thing. It'll crash under its own weight. We won't have to worry about it anymore. I'm going to keep talking about Obamacare as long as it's out there until such time that we get the thing out of here. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people like myself and others talking about it, letting people know how bad it really is, and get it out of there. Just get it out. And also, as always, leave your comments and questions at my website, newmediacentral.org. There's a place right there for your feedback. I appreciate it. Enjoy the show. Once again, I'm going to talk a little bit about Obamacare. The reason I'm talking about Obamacare so much right now is because it's the big thing. We got to make sure we get this right, folks, and getting it right is getting it out. They keep plastering all these Obama polls up, and his credibility's in the toilet, folks. People are finally figuring out the guy's full of you-know-what. It's sad that it took this long for a majority of Americans to figure out that he is. He's even losing some of his diehards. He lied. He said, if you like your plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. Premiums are going to go down. He said these things to get his law passed. That's what he wants. He's a socialist, and he wants to rule the world, starting with the United States. And the way he's going to try to do it is through this health care thing. It's the biggest thing, and he's trying to get control of the biggest thing. It's the thing that people are going to go, oh, I'm scared because if I don't have health care. The media and the government, they have talked the American people into believing they got to go to the doctor every week, pretty much. You get a hangnail, go to the doctor. You feel bad in any way, go to the doctor. And they got some kind of medicine that'll help you. You don't even have to be sick. They want you going to the doctor once a month, whether you're sick or not, so they can figure out something that's wrong with you so the big pharma can make more money on the drugs. This is socialized medicine. It's a big step in going socialist completely for the whole country. We don't want that as Americans, and I know every American knows that. There may be a few out there, you know, a very small percentage that go, yeah, we want this to be a socialist country. No, we don't. This is a free country. You do what you want in this country as long as you're not hurting somebody else. You don't have some big government entity telling you what to do. I can't imagine, I can't even believe for one second that there's anybody out there that wants that. And I know in your heart of hearts you don't want it, but you think, well, it might be easier, you know. I don't have to think about nothing. I don't have to worry about going to work. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to put forth any effort. I just kick back and let the government take care of everything. Well, there's a downside to it. It's a worthless life, and it's unsustainable. I mean, it works for a while, folks. It seems like the panacea. It seems like the perfect thing. It seems like the Garden of Eden. Everything you could ever want or need is provided for you, and you just enjoy life. It don't work. We were designed to work. Our bodies and our minds were designed to produce That's how this life exists. That's how it perpetuates itself. You can't just sit back and watch things happen. It'll end. You have to go out and produce. But back to Obamacare, it started out disastrous. Before it was even law, it was a disaster. And then it was a disastrous way that they enacted it by forcing it. They make it law of the land with the Supreme Court bought, paid for. And so now it's law. And then it comes time to really kick the thing into gear, and they get this website that's a disaster. I'm a web designer. I make websites. I know how they work. But $600 million, that's over $500 million spent on this thing that they tell you about. There's probably a couple of billion that you don't know about that they spent on it from their slush fund. I'd do it for $100 million, and I could do just as good as the one they got now, or better. Have no interest in doing it whatsoever, actually, because it's not something that we want in this country. We don't want socialized medicine. And here's something that really gets me is they're comparing this to Bush's second term. Katrina happened right about this same time in his second term. You can't really compare them because Katrina was a natural disaster. George Bush had nothing to do with that. He didn't go, I want a hurricane to deal with so I can get credibility. No, it happened. Natural. Mother Nature came along and gave us a hurricane. We called it Katrina, and George Bush had to deal with it. Obamacare is his deal. Obama made it law. He invented it, and it's a disaster. And they're trying to compare that to a natural disaster? No. The other thing is, Katrina hurt a lot of people, but it's nothing compared to the number of people that are affected by Obamacare. Everybody's hurt by Obamacare. It's nothing at all like George Bush and Katrina. Obama designed it. He made it. It's a disaster. The American public is figuring it out. Sadly, in my opinion, not enough. His disapproval ratings are 55. They should be 95. There's that 5% out there that you don't know about. And maybe they're undecided or something. But yeah, this is bad and we don't want it. He comes out and apologizes. He can't do that, though. He doesn't think he did anything wrong. He can't apologize. It's against his nature to say, I screwed up. I'm sorry. His apology was so convoluted. He never really apologized. He blamed everybody else. He said things like, I'm sorry these people are in a bad situation because something I said. He didn't say, I'm sorry I said it, and I'm sorry I lied. He said, I'm sorry they're in a situation for something I said. It's not the same thing. He's making it sound like it's their fault. Like they were stupid enough to do it on something he said, and it's their fault. And he said things like, I'm sorry the insurance companies are dumping you. He didn't say, I'm sorry I lied to you, and that the insurance companies are going to throw you out. He said, if you like your policy, you can keep it. He didn't say they're going to end up throwing you out because of the pressure we're putting on them through this law. He didn't say, I'm sorry I screwed up. He says he's sorry that the insurance companies are screwing up. It's never about him when he's apologizing, which he doesn't do. What do you do to fix this? There is no fixing it. There's been people saying that we ought to fire Kathleen Sebelius. I say no. There's people that say don't fire anybody because you'd have to start over from scratch and you can't do that right now. It'd take too much time. We got to get these people in here to fix it. No, I say keep Kathleen Sebelius up there, top of Health and Human Services, because she'll blow it even more. I mean, so we'll find out why this is such a bad deal if you keep her in there and she keeps blowing it and everybody's going, well, this ain't working. No, it ain't working. It ain't ever going to work. They're going to try to force us. They're going to keep after it and try to force us into a world of Obamacare. Socialized medicine, first step in a socialized country. They wanted a socialist country, and we don't want that. We got to fight back. This is not the first step, but this is the first giant step, and we got to stop it in its tracks, folks. We don't want a socialist America. It's been tried other places, and it never works. We want a free country with a big middle class where everybody's happy, you work hard, and you can succeed. It doesn't happen anywhere else. We got to keep it here. It's the last place on the planet where that works. So, what do you got with Obamacare? Higher premiums. We've seen that already, and just the beginning of it, actually. They're going to go out of sight. Higher deductibles. We've seen that already. We know it's going to happen. Even if, and this won't happen either, they get all these young people in here. These young people aren't going to want this. They're going to try to force them to do it, and that's not going to work either. And so it's going to be even bigger mess because it takes the younger people paying in when they don't need it for it to work. It takes a lot of people paying in and a few people taking out for this kind of thing to work because it's a big slush fund and the government's in there tapping it and taking money out of it all the time. And it's a huge leaky bucket that takes a whole bunch of healthy people pumping money into it and never using it so that the older people can get care, even though it's going to be crappier care, and so that the government can keep tapping into it. Please understand this. We don't want a giant leaky bucket, and we know all about leaky buckets. We've had them a lot in this country, and everybody complains about them. I'm not going to get Social Security. I paid into Social Security my whole life, and I'm not going to get any because they corrupted it, and it's all gone, and there ain't going to be any there for me. Think about what you're saying when you're saying that, folks. This giant behemoth is going to make Social Security look like a little teeny drop in the ocean compared to what this is going to turn into if it keeps on going. So you got your higher premiums, your lower care level, your higher deductibles. And think about this one, folks. This is one that's not brought up a lot. I've heard a little bit about it. Your health information is out there, dude. And your financial information. They ask everything. They want to know what kind of dog you like. They're going to want your doctor before he even allows you into the examination room to find out all this information about you. They're going to have these questionnaires that ask you about your sexual orientation, your financial situation, your medical situation. And, of course, you're going to have to do it every time you go in. And they're going to plug it into the system. And the people who created Obamacare, the website, said it's flawed. Hackers can get into it pretty damn easy. Well, we don't have anything. You know, people are saying, we don't have anything to hide. No, I don't either. I'm pretty damn healthy. I heard this one, and I agree with it 100%, and I'm going to relay it here. It's like going into the bathroom to go potty. People know you're going in there, and they know what you're doing when you get in there, but you don't want anybody looking at it and knowing what you're and knowing every detail about it. It's private. People know all about it, but it's private. Everybody poops. Everybody has health records, data, but we don't want the whole world knowing about it, and we especially don't want our government knowing about it. It's not public information. It's not information that our government needs to know about. It's private. My medical information is mine. It's private. And this is how the government does stuff. It's incremental, and they make it seem like it's a good thing, but I promise you, if you don't know this already, if you haven't figured this out in your own mind, you don't want your health information to be public. And you go typing on this website, they've already proved. Once you put that information out there, it's out there for everybody. And I don't, and I know you don't, want that information out there. Higher premiums, higher deductibles, lower patient care. That's a big one too. We have incredible breakthroughs in medicine. There are some things out there that are almost unbelievable the way medicine has improved. But all these improvements mean little or nothing if you don't have a little compassion. Bedside manner is important. When you go to the doctor now, he doesn't know you. She doesn't know you. I come from a small town. When I was growing up, there was one doctor. Well, there were two doctors in town. You went to one or the other. And they knew everybody in town. Both of them did. They didn't have to get their chart out. They didn't have to get on their online crap that they're trying to make work. That would actually be very cool if they could get it to work. But once again, it could be hacked into. And then once again, your medical records could be out there for anybody. So actually, it works a lot better when you got town doctor, country doctor. He knows everybody. He knows what problems people have. If you come in, he already knows what medications you're taking, if any. When I go to the doctor, it's a guy I've only seen for maybe a grand total of 20 minutes, a couple of minutes at a time. You go in and you can see it in their face and their body language. They want out of that room as quick as they can. And they're very vague and very short and curt. It's not anything I enjoy. Care level in medicine is going down. It already is on its way down. And it's going to get worse by itself. I mean, if we don't do anything, it's going to get worse, sadly. Unless we do the things that I talked about, which is get rid of insurance, get rid of government, and just go back to where you go to the doctor and pay the doctor. Obamacare gets in. Medical care will go to almost zero. I mean, it's... You go into the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, try to get your license plates. I do not enjoy that, and I'm not alone in that. Multiply that times 1,000, and that's what it's going to be like to go to the doctor in the future. When you go to the DMV, ultimately, they determine whether you're going to drive or not. Well, to do it legally, you got to get your license plates. So these little minions are making decisions in your life that they should never be allowed to make. Can I drive a car or not? That's a big thing. But compared to your life, which is what's going to happen, minions are going to be deciding whether you live or die. I mean, think about that person behind the counter at the DMV. They act so cocky because they think they got power. They really don't, but they kind of do. And it goes to their head, and it's a horrible situation. Now, think about that. That's just to drive a car or not. Think about live or die. And some little minion behind a counter is deciding that on for you. You know, they talk about death panels, and they try not to talk about death panels because the libs saying, no, they're not going to be in death panel. Well, there will be. But worse than that, it's going to be the little minion behind the counter that's making that decision, not the death panel. You get your little minion behind the counter deciding whether you live or die. Oh, my goodness. What do we do? Let's repeal the damn thing. How do we ensure that we don't have Obamacare? Don't sign up. Especially younger people, and you're not doing it anyway, which is good. People that are signing up are in their 50s. To make this work, they got to have young people pumping money into it and not using it. So don't sign up. I don't care how old you are. Don't sign up. And we'll make it not happen. It will collapse on itself. It is so top-heavy, so huge, so corrupt, so messed up that if they don't get a huge injection of cash from these younger people, from everybody, it's going to implode. It's going to crush itself under its own weight. And that's what we want, folks. We want it out of here. Whatever we got to do to make that happen. You don't want your medical information to be public. You don't want higher premiums and higher deductibles. Ultimately, what are we talking about here? Impeachment of the president. I mean, for this, it's stupid to even talk about because it's way beyond impeachable. He's evil. He doesn't get that he's president of the people of the United States. All he thinks about is re-election. And the continuation of the Democratic Party, which he hopes someday will become the Socialist Party. But he talks about working in a difficult political environment. What he's not getting is the other politicians up on Capitol Hill are distancing themselves from him because they know they got to go back to their constituents and get reelected. And nobody likes this Obamacare thing, and it's not working. And they know if they associate themselves with this guy, they're not going to get reelected. The good news about that is, finally, the people of this country and even other politicians are going, this guy's got to go, and the direction this country is going is wrong. Come on now. Let's get on that wagon. Start pushing. Let's get it going in the direction we want it to go.